secondrunnings.me. It is Wednesday, January 7th. It is a very, very cold Wednesday morning. This is one of the cold is trying to kill you type mornings. It is negative double digits below zero, and the wind chill is somewhere around minus 20, minus 30, somewhere in that range. I am finally heading back into work after a couple days of being knocked out with some kind of stomach virus. Still not feeling 100% today, but I can't just keep sitting around on my butt at home all day. So, heading into work this morning, very cold morning, nice and early. The moon is just incredibly clear this morning. The sky is just crystal clear. Everything's bright in the cold air. But so I'm doing another little audio diary, and I actually had a thought about what I wanted to ramble on about today. So it was something that came to mind recently. Something that, unless you've known me for 25 years, you wouldn't know, is that back in junior high and high school and college, I was really into photography. And I got my first SLR camera when I was, I want to say it was either junior high or really early high school. And, really took a lot of pictures and worked in the photo industry even for much of high school and college with a wedding photography studio. And much of high school and college, I worked in retail photography, either, selling cameras or doing photo finishing, that type of stuff, kind of the technology side of it. And this past week, when I took out my digital SLR to take some photos in my backyard for the blog, for my create-a-thon, it kind of brought back a lot of memories of how much photography has changed, and how most of the time now, when I'm going to take a picture, I just pull out my camera phone and go to town. And back when I was doing photography and doing photo finishing, there were so many variables that you had to consider. Shutter speed, how fast the shutter opens and closes, the f-stop, which is the size of the aperture, the iris of the lens, how wide that's open or how narrow it is. And when you're taking pictures back then, you would consider these different variables and use light meters and such to figure out what to have all your settings at. And one of the things that, one of the variables that photographers had as a variable back in the day has become an interesting variable nowadays. And that's what's called ISO. ISO. Now, back years ago when we were dealing with film photography, the ISO equated to, and ISO is actually a really complicated formula, so I won't go into the details of that, but it equated to kind of how grainy the film was, because the larger crystals on film, the larger the crystal, the easier it absorbs light. And so if you were trying to take a picture in a situation where there wasn't much light, having film with larger crystals in it would, and larger grains in it, would allow more light to be absorbed quickly. However, the downside of that is you get a lot less detail. It's similar to how resolution works on a computer monitor. And that's so when you see photos that sometimes look grainy, a lot of times that graininess is because they were shot with a very high ISO film. It was a very grainy ISO film. And so I was thinking about that recently, because one of the things I noticed when I was out taking pictures this past week was that I had forgotten to set the ISO on my digital camera. And it's really weird to think about how ISO has now become this third variable that every photographer now has to shoot with, and it can change every single picture you take. back when you had a roll of film, that ISO, in order to change your ISO, you had to actually put in a different roll of film, a different physical media into the camera that was built and you know, chemically different than a different type of ISO. And so that that variable now is available to photographers. And an interesting thing is if you take pictures, for example, with your camera, your iPhone or your Android camera phone, and you look at the details of those photos in, you know, your iPhoto or Picasa or whatever, even the online stuff will show you this, it'll show you what the ISO was for that. And this is your camera phone not only determining how fast to shoot the picture, what the shutter speed should be and the aperture should be, but also determining what the ISO should be and using that as a third variable. And you'll see that your ISO changes tremendously from shot to shot. You're inside in an evening in a room that's just lit by regular light bulbs, you're going to see a very high ISO. If you're outside, you're going to see a very low ISO. And the cameras just adjust that manually. And digital SLR is the same way. You have that option to change your ISO manually or let the camera decide what you want to shoot at. And so the reason it's brought up is I noticed I had not changed my ISO setting, and so some of the pictures that I took this past weekend of the winter scene in my backyard were a little grainier than I had originally intended them to be. And it not a big deal. I think they still turned out relatively well, but it just brought back a lot of memories of photography when I was, you know, in my heyday with it back in the 80s and 90s, and just how much things have changed. So it's been an interesting journey with photography, and when I first sat down, for example, a few years ago, I started playing around with Adobe Lightroom, and I had worked for many years in photo finishing labs where, and this is going way back, you would literally, you get the negative off the film, you'd have the negative, and you would slide it into a little device, basically a little holder, and a light would shine from beneath it, and then you would have to look at that negative, and you're looking at a negative color print, a negative color image that's about a, you know, an inch and a half by an inch, and you would, based upon that negative color, have to make determinations about how much exposure to give it, what kind of color corrections to give it, and so on. And you would make that decision, you would print it, you would look at the result, and then you'd print it again with better results. And sometimes it could take two or three prints, and there was, you know, there's all kinds of training that we would do to make sure that we're getting as best the result that we could get with the first or second print, because obviously you don't want to waste all of that photo paper just because you're messing up with the exposure settings or the color corrections and such. And I remember the last job that I had in photo finishing, we actually had one of the newest machines that had a little LCD screen that would show you what that negative would look like if you printed it with the settings that you were pressing the buttons for. And so, I mean, that was like heaven, that you actually could see a real color, not a negative color, but a real color image of that negative, of that image that you're trying to print. And so now I sit down and I play with Adobe Lightroom, and the amount of control and stuff, there were so many things that I was not able to do because I didn't own my own darkroom, for example, where you can really get into some unique techniques for exposing film and creating prints and such that you can just do in things like Adobe Lightroom with just a click of the mouse, move a slider one way or the other, and just amazing stuff. So things have come a tremendously long way. I guess I can wear the badge of honor that I was there in the old days when we had to do it by hand and do it the hard way. But so that's my little rambling for today. I think I'll probably cut this off here and get myself into work. Maybe try little bit of coffee this morning on my stomach. Hopefully that'll sit well. Try and make it through the whole day. And so that's my creation for today. Hopefully it wasn't too boring for people. And I will, in case people are interested, I will put in the blog notes with this audio diary just a quick listing of the equipment that I use for my digital equipment. I know photography people, we always want to know what kind of camera you're shooting with, what kind of lens you're shooting with, etc. I will put that in the description with this diary's notes. And hope everyone stays warm today. I'm certainly going to try myself.